Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, the death toll in the war-stricken Gaza Strip continues to rise as more bodies are being discovered amid a humanitarian ceasefire. The death toll in the war-stricken Gaza Strip continued to rise as more bodies are being discovered amid a humanitarian ceasefire. At least 100 more bodies have been pulled from the rubble. This has taken to over 1,000 the total death toll from 19 days of Israel's onslaught on the Gaza Strip. At least 6,000 other Palestinians have been wounded. Now, the UN says over 80% of the Palestinian fatalities have been civilians, including more than 200 children. A temporary ceasefire is now in effect to allow the delivery of humanitarian supplies. The 12-hour truce began early on Saturday. Israel says the ceasefire has been extended for another 4 hours. Let's cross back over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, good to have you with us. What we're hearing is that the ceasefire has been extended. Please, give us what you have.
Barzi, again, I couldn't hear you.
Ashraf, we have reports that the ceasefire has been extended.
As far as we know, no. It was all mentioned in Israeli media as the possibilities of an extension, but no confirmation from Hamas or Islamic Jihad that the humanitarian truce has been extended. We're still waiting for confirmation about that. We tried to contact Hamas officials, but they're not available for comment. We're going to try them again and see if the truce will be extended or not.
Well, just tell us the latest that you have, Ashraf, the latest death toll, and in general, what's the latest that's taken place?
Well, Marzi, people are trying to have the most use of the time left in this truce. We have less than an hour now for the truce to end, this humanitarian truce. So people are still looking under the rubble for their loved ones. Others are trying to bury their dead. From witnesses who've been in these places today, they speak of the horror, just walking around, the stench of decomposing bodies, dry clots of blood everywhere. They're saying that there are still people, they believe there's still people under the rubble, and they expect the number of fatalities to increase more and more. But I don't think in the next 50 minutes or so, the people of Gaza will be able to clear the rubble, especially this task could take 2 weeks or a month with the volume of destruction that we've seen today in Shijaiya and in Beth Hanun.
And of course, being that you don't have a lot of heavy equipment there also to help you find, trying to find if there's anyone under the rubble, because most of this is being done by hand, is that correct?
Yes, Marzia, people are using primitive tools to try and search for bodies or signs of life for those who might be still alive under the rubble. We don't have detection equipment to detect if someone is alive. We don't have specially trained dogs or canines for this mission. Gaza lacks the infrastructure, lacks the equipment to deal with such disasters. For Gaza, this is an earthquake of at least 8 magnitude on the Richter scale. The destruction, it's unbelievable. When you see the pictures, it's hard to describe them.
And with the situation now, you said that there's less than an hour, I believe, left in the original ceasefire. What's the situation like? Is people still in the streets? Are they trying to hurry back home? before the ceasefire may end. And on the other side, the irony of it, of course, that we saw all that devastation in Al-Shajaya, that these were people who were in their homes, but still we saw the amount of devastation. So tell me, what's the situation like right now?
Well, for 19 days now, most Gazans were locked inside their homes, those who did not flee. So today they had a chance to go out and, you know, to see their friends, their loved ones, who are, to see if they're still alive or not, to check on other people, and to buy whatever is needed for their homes, their basic supplies, diapers for the kids, milk for the baby formulas for the babies, fuel for their backup generators, and this is what they were doing all day, and they're still doing right now. People are still on the street, but. Before the end of this official truce period, I believe people will just go back to their homes or to the refuge at the UNRWA schools, fearing that the Israeli military might hit someone again or might kill them.
All right, thank you so much, Ashraf Shannon, on the ground there in Gaza, Press TV's correspondent.